Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Tainis Daf Chof Gimel in the Hizva Hadar edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Beis, starting Amud Aleph, five lines from the top. Sokti Gemara Bo Mishmoros Olu Min Hagoyla. After Golus Bavel, only four of the 24 Mishmoros, out of the 24 divisions or families, groups of Kohanim, only four came back to Eretz Yisrael. Who are they? Yedoya, Charim, Pashchur, Ve'amar. These are the names. V'idnu imoyim ha-Nevim shebeneim, and the Nevim said, they're in a condition with them, they agree with them. Shafilu Yehoyoriv oyle min ha-Goylo. Even Yehoyoriv, who is the first Mishmeres, comes from the Goylo. Shelo yidre et ha-Mishmo shelefonov ela yaos et fe'eloi. He will not come and push off Yehoyoriv to become the Mishmer, but he will come tofel to him. Rav Chaim brings Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi Tosfos says, what does it mean? Becomes tafel? Is he become? He takes one of the batei av, which means takes one day out of the week of one of the mishmaras, or he's going to be only tafel. Means he's going to help an existing beis av doing their avoda. The Omdu Anevim Shebeneim Ve'osurim Ve'arba Gorolos. They made 24 lots Ve'tilum Be'kalpi, and they put it into the box of the lots. Uvayo Diyov Natal Chamesh Ve'hu Areishesh. So Yodiyah came and he took five plus the one that belongs to him in total of six. Uba Charim Natal Chamesh Ve'hu Areishesh. Uba Pashchur Natal Chamesh Ve'hu Areishesh. Uba Imar Natal Chamesh Ve'hu Areishesh. So in each one, two six of the lots. One was for himself, and the other five is to come and divide his family. So that's how they got to 24. V'hidnu imoyim ha-Nevim shebeneim, shafil yoyoriv oylu min ha-goylo, shlo yidechez ha-mishu shlefonov, elias ha-tfeiloloi. This seems to be a repetition of what we said before, and maybe these words were extra. But again, the Nevim said, we have the 24 mishmars. If now Yoyoriv comes, he's not going to come and push away any mishmar, but he's going to become part of the existing mishmar. Now, the mishmaras, each mishmar works for 1 week. But you divide the mishmar to batei avos, each one works one day. But says the Gemara, Yesh mishmar shaya bo chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmoyna, tisha. When they divide the mishmaras into groups, some of them were small mishmaras, so were divided into five. Some were larger, six, seven, eight, and nine. Shmar Shabbat Chamisho, when you have five groups, Shloisha Makrivim, Shloisha Yomim, Veshtayim Makrivim, Arbo Yomim. So three of them, they do Avoido 3 days of the week. And two of them do Avoido the 4 days of the week, because each week you're 7 days. Mishabo Shisho, if you have six groups, six Batei Avos, Chamisho Makrivim, Chamisho Yomim. Five of them do a work, each one day. Vechad Makriv Shtei Yomim, one of them does the Avoido 2 days of that week. If there's seven, so each one does 1 day of the week. Six of them, each one does 1 day of the week. And two do the avoid on the same day. If you have nine groups, five of them do the avoid 5 days of the week. Four of them do 2 days, meaning two mishmaras per day. Some of the batei avos, they made themselves doing the avoid the specific day forever. Mishra Shabbos Shabbos, I have a Shabbos loyalum, but with the Shabbos and with the Shabbos loyalum. Mishra, he refers to the batei av. That group that did the avoid on Shabbos did always Shabbos. That group that did Moitah Shabbos, which means Sunday, he did always on Sunday. V'yeshbeim, and some, the Gius of Abchaim is, you magrili makol Mishra and Mishra. Every time they had a Mishmaris, they came and did a goyol to decide which one does which day of that week. Another way to do it is every Shemitah, every 7 years, they did a new goyol to decide for the next 7 years what day of the week the specific batei av, what day of the week they will work. Comes out to be, usually in a regular year, a mishmar came twice a year because they came once every 24 weeks. So it came approximately twice a year. So every Shemitah means for every cycle of 7 years, you had 14 times to come, and they made a goyel what day of the week it will come for the next 14 times. So the Gemara, Rebbe, have a mamni train minuim. So here Reb Chaim explains, based on the Korban Eido, train minuim means minui achar minui, which means anytime he appointed a Rosh Hashiva, he appointed him for 1 year only, and then the next year, he would appoint him again if he decided to continue his position. If he was kedai to continue, they would continue. If not, he would remove them. Chaim brings that the mashmos of the medrash that they maybe they died if they were not roy to be the Rosh Hashiva. But every year there was another check to decide if this Rosh Hashiva should continue or not. Midadomich, when he's about to die, Pocket Librei told his son, Omar Loi Tavikin, don't do this. Elamani Kulu Kechada. Appoint them for a lifetime position. Umani, and in addition, he told him, I want you to appoint Lahu, the Yusuf Chaim is, Rav Chanino Bar Chami Barosh. I want him to be the Rosh Hashiva. Why Rebbe himself did not appoint him to be the Rosh Hashiva? Why he waited the day of his death and told to his son? Meaning, Tziporiwin, they treat him in a low level. It says he's a Tzipori, he's one of us. They didn't treat him with respect. So they want to begin the Tzavcho on Avdin because of their screams. That's why he didn't call Shiva. Meaning, he argued and he answered back to Rebbe in public. So that's it wasn't appropriate for Rebbe to make him the Rosh Hashiva. What does it mean? Where brings the story? Rebbe Avi Yosef Matni, he read the following pasuk. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. It says over there, Foto pliteyem v'hoyu elohorim ki yoyne hageyos kulam hoymes ishba avoynoi. That's the full pasuk. So right, the Gemara brings the portion of the pasuk, Poltu b'teim oisi, v'yu lohorim ki yoyne hageyos kulam hoymeyos. So he read it with an extra yud, hoymeyos instead of hoymeyos. Homolei hoymeyos. So Chirin Bar Chami says, no, it's wrong to say hoymeyos, it should be hoymeyos. Omalei Henkari, so who taught you how to read the Navi? Omalei Kadam Rav Nuna de Bavel. I did it in front of Rav Nuna de Bavel. Omalei Katechos Tamon, when you go there to Bavel, Emrelei Deman Yasa Chochim. He should appoint you to be a Chochot, to be Rosh Hashiva. The Yada, in the studio, Rebbe is telling him, to let me smane be Yoyme. He will not appoint him to be a Chochom because you argue with him in public. So once Rebbe was Nifter, so the son of Rebbe wanted to come and appoint Rav Chanina Bar Chami to be the Rosh Yeshiva. The Lekib al did not accept it, Mispanyo, to be appointed. Omar Leisan Mekab alay Mispanyo adzman the Tamni Rapos the Roime Kamoi. So I'm not going to become Rosh Yeshiva before Rapos from the Roimo will become Rosh Yeshiva. He should be there before me. There was another old man over there. Omar in Chanina Kadamai Anatinyon. You're a faster Ramaya Kadamai Anantinyon. He says, I'm willing to be second, not third. So either the Raposta Ramaya will be the Rosh Hashiva first and then me, or if Chanina will be the first and then it will be me. But I'm not willing to be third. So Mele Kobe Larav Chanina Mispanyot Lisoi. So if Chanina say, no, I'll be number three. Omer Rav Chanina Zochis Maach Yomin. I had a Richus Yomin. I don't know Ibegin Adom Milso Leisane Yada. I mean, I don't know if it's because of this thing that I agreed to wait to become the third Rosh Hashiva. In begin to have a solik mean to violate Tziporin, or because when I went from Tveria to Tziporin, having an okim Yisratin, I moved away. I mean, I made a longer way, meaning I extended my way in order to mail Mishul B'shamet Avshirim and Chalavto Beintino, to go say hello to Avshirim and Chalavto in a place called Intino. Leisane Yoda, I don't know if that's the reason I had a Richus Yomim. Shmuel and the people from the Beis Shiloh, they came to say hello to the Nasi every day. The people of Beis Shiloh came in first. They sat first. Then Shmuel came in. They gave him COVID. They told Shmuel, you sit in front. All Rav Tamon and Rav came in. So Shmuel came and let Rav be in front of him. So Beis Shiloh says, we're agreeing to be second row, but not third row. So Anantiyan, we should be the second. Kibbalah Shmuel, Mesef Lissoy. So Shmuel and Zanova went to be in the third row. Says Moshe Shlosh Asorim Motsu Bazar. There's three Sefer Torah they found in Azara. One is called Sefer Me'oini, Sefer Zatute, Veseverim. And each one of them is called because of what they found, the issue they found in it. Be'echo, the first one, Motsu Kosuv, Mo'oin Elohei Kedem. Instead of what? B'shnayim k'siv, the other two k'siv, mi'oin elohi k'edem. So how do you spell in the Torah? With a hey, without a hey? V'kimu shtayim bitlu echo. Because two of the Sefer Torah had a hey, and one didn't, they took away the one that did not have the hey, meaning they added the hey. Be'echot motzu kozu ve'ishlach et za'atuti b'nei Yisrael. The Bayar Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu send the people of B'nei Yisrael, they called it za'atuti b'nei Yisrael. U'b'shnayim k'su, the other two says, ve'ishlach et na'arei b'nei Yisrael, different lashon. So they mekayin the gears of Nare, and they took away the one says Zatuti. Bechad matzo kasuv teishahi, that the word he spelled hey yud aleph is brought down the Torah 9 times. Ubishnai kasuv echadasri, and then two of them it had 11 times he. V'kimushtayim bitlu echot, so they mekayin the one that has the girsov, he 11 times and took away and corrected the one that's only 9 times. Omer b'levi megillas yochsim motzi b'shalayim, the following megillas yochsim, kosu bo, the following yichusim that we have. Hillel min de David, Hillel comes from David HaMelech. Bin Yotzov min de Asaf, he comes from Asaf. Bin Tzitzis HaKesses comes min de Avner, he is a descendant of Avner. Bin Kuvisin min de Achov, comes from Achov. Bin Kabo Savuo min de Kolev, called Ben Yifune. Rav Yanai min de Eli. And now we have a Gersa, Rav Chaim says that the base Tziporin min Yehu. Rav Chia Rabo min Bnei Shaftio ben Avito. Rav Yisrael Chalito min Bnei Yonodov ben Rochov. That's the Megillas Yochsim they found. We spoke about the Sefer Torah they found, so he mentioned this as well. So when Tani said there hasev, the way you do it as sova and a sudo, when there's two beds, I mean there's only two people sitting down, so he used to sit on the table, he used to lean on a bed. So the bed, which is further in, the gadol sat there, and below him, meaning towards his legs, sat the next one who's serving the first one. When there's three beds, he leans on the middle bed. The second one above him, meaning behind him, meaning in front of him. And that's what you continue doing, meaning the fourth one will be behind the second, and the fifth one will be below the third. The Ovis of Yitzchok Yaakov, they are buried the way the Aseva was, which means, so Reb Chaim brings two explanations. Either Avraham Avinu is in the middle, Yitzchok, who's number two, is behind him, and Yaakov's number three is below him, or Avraham Avinu, that was buried first, he was in the middle. Yitzchok came second, he was below Avraham, because when you have two, so the second sits below the first. And then Yaakov Avinu is behind Avraham, so two ways out to understand, the Avos HaKadoshim were buried the way the Haseva is. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Tainis Daf Chof Gimel.